This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Judges with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in Seattle yesterday overturned an injunction banning Canadian cattle from the United States. The border has been closed to Canadian cattle since mad cow disease was discovered there. The court order is being hailed as a victory by beef industry groups in both countries. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
It's been a tough 2 years for Canadian cattle ranchers. It began in May of 2003 when the first case of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or BSE, was discovered in a cow in Alberta, in the heart of Canada's cattle country. The U.S. immediately closed the border to all Canadian beef. In the following months, the U.S. Agriculture Department resumed allowing Canada to ship to the U.S. steaks, hamburgers, and other boxed, boneless beef. But despite the best efforts of governments of both countries, the border remained closed to live cattle. That's because of the efforts of a small but rapidly growing ranchers group called RCAF United Stock Growers of America. RCAF has repeatedly gone to court to block USDA efforts to lift the ban on Canadian cattle, and up to now has mostly succeeded. RCAF President Bill Bullard notes that three more BSE cases have been discovered in Canada since the border was closed. Earlier this year, RCAF asked a federal judge in Montana to stop moves to resume Canadian cattle imports until more was known about the prevalence of mad cow disease there. And the judge agreed.
He just believed that it was appropriate to delay the implementation until all of the facts are heard because, as he recognized, once you open the border, you are immediately exposing the United States to cattle from a country, from a known source of BSE, where multiple cases of BSE have been found.
But yesterday, a three-judge panel overturned that injunction, immediately clearing the way for trucks to begin bringing Canadian cattle south of the border. The president of the Canadian Cattlemen's Association, Stan Eby, says he was on a bus with other ranchers coming back from a livestock convention when he heard the news. He says at first, many ranchers on the bus weren't sure whether to believe it.
Here in Canada, we haven't had any positive news, and we don't know how to react to it. We've had a lot of negative news on this whole BSE event, so we're always suspicious anymore when we hear of potential positive things.
Under USDA regulations, only cattle under 30 months old will be imported. The agency says mad cow disease develops slowly and has never been found in a cow under that age. While Canadian ranchers have been hurting, in this country it's been a good time to be in the cattle business. Despite the fact that two cases of mad cow disease have been found here, consumer demand for beef has remained high, and the reduced imports from Canada have helped drive up prices. While RCAF's 12,000 members have fought to keep the border closed, others in the beef industry have been fighting alongside USDA to have it reopened. Jim McAdams is a rancher from Texas and the head of the country's largest cattle group, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. McAdams says opening the border to Canadian cattle poses no risk to U.S. consumers or to U.S. ranchers.
The overwhelming body of evidence indicated that what they were doing in Canada was the same firewalls that we have here in the United States, and that these firewalls were the most effective safeguards that could be implemented anywhere in the world.
The past 2 years have caused some in Canada to question whether they should be quite so dependent on the U.S. market. McAdams notes that since the export ban, Canada has begun building new meatpacking plants and soon will have enough capacity to handle all of its own cattle.
And where in the past we have had a partner, so to speak, in a North American beef industry, now we will have created a competitor.
Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns says USDA has already begun working with Canadian authorities to resume shipments. One reason for the hurry may be that another federal court hearing on the issue is set for July 27th, before the same federal judge in Montana who imposed the injunction banning Canadian cattle. Greg Allen, NPR News.